When I recently came across advertising for an accordion extravaganza at James Hall, first knew first had to invite my best friend Shannon to attend. She keeps an accordion hidden in her closet. Shannon Grantham is a retired music teacher who possesses and plays a whole host of instruments. More than a decade ago, I signed up at my community center for her beginner guitar course that promised to teach singers how to accompany themselves. My classmates and I picked up C, G, and D major with relative ease under Shannon's tutelage, and although there are no recordings to prove it, we rocked Margaritaville, just like Jimmy Buffett. Ever one to encourage musicianship, Shannon offered to lend me her accordion, so I might attend the Accordion 101 session offered at the inaugural Powell River Accordion Fest last spring, but I chickened out. What if I couldn't hoist the bulky instrument out of its case and place the straps on my shoulders myself? Never mind press buttons with my left hand, play keyboard with my right, and simultaneously squeeze the whole wheezy contraption in rhythm. I entered James Hall just in the nick of time for the March concert. Most of the seats were taken, including the bleachers extended along the far back wall. I noticed a highly lacquered grand piano in black and a glossy miniature piano in red on the stage. A long line of people waited to sample the sweet and savory delights catered by the Naughty Pretzel Baked Delights in honor of Walter Martella's birthday the next day. The lights dimmed, the crowd settled with a final hush. The ensuing silence made way for a simple and elegant processional on the brightly lit stage. Melody, harmony, rhythm and descant arrived in succession as the performers and their instruments appeared and took their seats. Accomplished pianist and local accordionist Karina Inkster welcomed the assembled audience. She held a strikingly beautiful tortoiseshell red accordion. It almost distracted me from her words. We were told that she first considered learning the accordion after watching the 5-time Oscar-nominated film Amelie. In fact, Inkster became absolutely enthralled by the whimsical central character and accompanying film score composed by Jan Tiersen. The second number, La Valse d'Amelie, began and Shannon whispered, "This is exactly what has sounded in the cafes when we visited Paris." The band members were attired in classic black, and Martella and Inkster wore vivid red accents, also reminiscent of the film. True to the original French score, arrangements included a toy piano played by Jessica Colasanto and 2 toy melodicas played by Colasanto and Inkster. Richard Galliano's French and Italian-influenced compositions were also featured throughout the afternoon concert. Percussionist Terry Martiniuk added vitality and intensity to the internationally recognizable song, Tango Pour Claude. His rolling style rhythm sets my feet to tapping and I could barely contain my desire to get up and dance, a feeling that lingered for the rest of the performance. After a brief intermission, the question on everyone's mind was answered. Martella will turn 55 and his proud mother is present in the audience to verify his birth year. The second half of the program featured decidedly unconventional accordion arrangements, but sadly no Jimmy, with classical and jazz stylings favored by Martella. For some pieces, Martella traded his signature yellow accordion for a visibly larger black accordion. He explained that this accordion belonged to Len Holland, who was a well-known accordionist based in the Lower Mainland. He passed away in 2021 at the age of 96. Holland's daughters wanted to donate his main performance instrument to someone who would use it. At first Martella thought the accordion could be used by students at the Powell River Academy of Music who did not own their instrument. But the high monetary value of the rare instrument precluded it from being accidentally mistreated by inexperienced players. Martin at Tempo Trend in Victoria was recruited to fix up the accordion, including installing a brand new set of bellows imported from Italy. In background for this article, Inkster shared that the daughters contacted my friend and fellow accordionist Murray Brown in Kamloops to see if he wanted it, or knew someone who did. He recommended me and our accordion fest, and the rest is history. The Hollands don't have family here, but a few of his daughters will be visiting for our fest in May, to see their dad's accordion living its new life. Humming along. Just prior to the Sunday concert coming to close, one familiar melody caused a gentleman behind me to quietly sing along. He was not alone. I heard a woman in my row tentatively join in. She was not alone. I detected a few other voices humming. I, too, could barely refrain from singing, and I wondered why I resisted. I contemplated how it is possible that the whole audience did not stand to form a sacred choir as Ave Maria was performed. Martella had the final word and answered a question from the audience about aging. His eyes twinkled and a wide smile brightened his face as he said he believed unlimited joy will continue long after he turns 55. He expects singing and playing music in community together will continue to bring meaning into his life. Martella expressed gratitude to his mother for fostering love and requisite discipline so that music could flourish within him and his three sisters. He spoke of an effervescent joy that had its roots in musical improvisation. He extended gratitude to his first teachers, who challenged him to be imperfect and to tune into his own unique identity expressed as sound, creating not only a musician but a whole person. Martella recommended allowing children to learn to play and sing with copious time granted for both mistakes and improvisation, free from rigidity, free from learning only by imitation. I assume he meant adults, too. Powell River Accordion Fest 2023, May 5 and 6, is only 2 short months away and perfectly scheduled to coincide with World Accordion Day. After leaving Sunday's extravaganza, I immediately ordered tickets for the Friday night concert featuring special guests Bud Schacht, Boyd Norman, Ronan Siegel and more. The main festival website is proaccordionfest.com. Tickets can be purchased in person at the Music Academy or online at powellriveracademy.org. On Saturday evening, Squeezebox Night will be hosted by the Forest Bistro and Lounge. Tickets for this Saturday evening performance are limited, and must be purchased in advance at the Music Academy, 7280 Kamano Street. On World Accordion Day, you might meet Shannon and her accordion at the masterclass, or me taking part in Accordion 101, but then again I might just sing and dance. Lana Cullis is a City of Powell River resident and regular contributor to The Peak.